Hi everyone, I am Mira Shah and welcome to the Education and Society podcast for ABC. We are currently discussing the topic on cultural diversity and issues students whom English as an additional language have faced in schools. Over the last 25 years, Australian schools have had a rapid and comprehensive change in ethnic and cultural differences amongst people. Whilst the linguistic and cultural diversity is reflected upon in Australian schools, the teaching profession, however, is overwhelmingly Anglo-Australian and generally of middle-class background. Can teaching practices be tailored for students whom English is a second or additional language, and are we able to close the gap between culturally diverse students? Ethnic diversities within urban and metropolitan schools have increased since the World War II in Australia. In 2001, the number of students from a language background other than English in New South Wales rose to 24.4%. In Sydney alone, there are 80 to 90% of students whom English are a second or an additional language. Education policies have been embedded within the curriculum. However, these tend to be silent or ignore the diversity in classrooms. The problem lies within the teaching profession as it is overwhelmingly Anglo-Australian and has a middle-class background. Mr. Mehul Patel, master's student at the University of Western Australia studying secondary education, talks about his schooling experience when he moved to Australia from Nairobi, Kenya in 2001.
The issue I had when I started school was teachers and students having an ignorant attitude to where I came from. The questions I got asked ranged from, do you live in a tree house? Do you have electricity in your house? Do you run with cheetahs in the wild? You're Indian, but how are you born in Africa? I was gobsmacked and definitely found it amusing that educated individuals still had a backward and racist mentality. You would think a multicultural nation having many Asian and Indian influences would have some effect on the learning and teaching practices in schools, but that was not the case.
In that context, it is identified that there is definitely a growing disparity between students and teachers' cultural experiences. If this continues, the situation may result in cultural discontinuity or misunderstandings between teachers and students in the classroom. In New South Wales, anti-racism strategies have been implemented in school plans and are a major requirement for teachers to follow. In saying this, only 42% of teachers were reported having read these policies and just 37% had acknowledged this implementation. This is hugely problematic, as teachers may assume students are lazy, restless, and come from poor backgrounds rather than judging their own pedagogical practices. Mr. Patel states that the teaching degree should offer a variety of additional courses on multicultural education.
As I'm currently undertaking the secondary education course, I feel that pre-service teachers should be exposed to multiple cultures that make up schooling communities. This way, once they enter the profession and work in a diverse school, qualified teachers will be prepared to teach students.
The foundation of any teaching course should consider an understanding between the teacher and student and how they learn. It is hardly surprising that majority of teaching candidates are mostly white and know very little about different cultures, holding a deficit-oriented stereotype about culturally diverse children. Teaching programs should have an added course or two about multicultural education added to the curriculum, however, having a large portion of the curriculum intact as it is. It is shocking that Australian schools are a setting where school children experience racism due to their race, ethnicity, culture, or religion. And Mr. Patel agrees as he continues to share about his schooling experience.
I remember a few weeks just after I had started school, I had made a mistake by walking out of the class to go to the toilet. Mind you, this is normal back in my school, where we'd pick up a toilet pass and leave the class without asking. I remember getting told by the teacher that I should not repeat the same things I used to do back home, if that was normal, as it is considered breaking a school rule. At that time, I did not think anything of it. However, now that I do, I realise she was being rude and subtly racist.
Racism is generally conceived as a socially constructed phenomenon. Every day, racism occurs through behaviours that teachers may try to normalise, where white is more so the norm and non-white is considered as the other. Teachers should be the precursors for change through multicultural education and fostering a more inclusive environment for all children. Teachers are also not prepared to teach other students about the different cultural values and beliefs that are different from the mainstream. Whatever pre-service teachers learn during their university degree, it definitely impacts their teaching practice and attitudes they present in the professional environment. The Australian House of Representatives report found that the initial teaching education programs were eventually becoming more diverse. However, they certainly did not match the rapidly growing diversity in Australian schools.
I think it also comes down to the teacher itself. They should go the extra mile and try to make these students feel welcome and certainly not as an ethnic minority. Yes, it can be confronting for teachers and students when trying to recognise and value cultures of different groups, but a step into the right direction can perhaps make a positive change.
If schooling spaces are made to be inclusive and socially supportive, both teachers and students can critically reflect and broaden their knowledge amongst their peers. As stated in the Ministerial Council on Education, Employment, Training and Youth Affairs, one of the Melbourne Declaration goals is promoting equity and excellence in Australian schooling. Therefore, if strategies for teaching culturally diverse students were implemented easily in teaching practices, it would also contribute to the goal that all young Australians be active and informed citizens. For ABC, I'm Mira Shah.